Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is talking about creating financial security during a struggling economy. And just this week you heard on the news where Congress decided not to extend unemployment. During a down economy, people tend to expect the government to take up the slack, to provide the income, whether it's providing the jobs or whatever. And we need to change the way we think about jobs today. During the Depression in the late 1920s, early 1930s, people went on food lines and to the churches provided assistance. And the way they did that was that people go to the church and they tithe money. And Roosevelt, when he was president, what he did was he created the CCC, and that was how they built Hoover Dam and a lot of the things that we use today. But you can't guarantee and you can't expect the government to create jobs for you. You have to think differently, and you need to learn to think outside of the box. Technology is what is driving the job market today. This is how people can literally get involved with each other, and you can be living in one city and working for someone in a totally different city because through the internet you have access to websites through the company where you can do your work or whatever you need to do. So what we need to do is think of some ways that we can be creative, how we can use the internet. And let me tell you some of the things you might want to think about is gifting programs. And I know that there's a lot of people that will sit out there and say, oh, those things are illegal. They're really not, because when you go to the church and you tithe every week, what are you doing? You're gifting to someone. So why not think of some other things that you can do and some other avenues that you can look at as gifting? And there are a number of programs out there that you can get involved in where you can gift to someone. And it the thing is, what you're doing is you're starting out in small increments, and then it increases from there. And the purpose is that what we want to do is help someone understand that there's always options available, and thinking about these options can help you think of some, get to a point where you can literally end up doing things that can really benefit you in a lot of ways. So think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you. And the thing is, when you get involved in gifting programs, now there's a bunch out there. All you really have to do is go on Google and research it by putting in gifting programs, and they'll come up with a list of programs. And you need to research each of them and think of some of the things that you can do that can really benefit you. And think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you to grow in so many ways. And let me tell you something. There are some nonprofit organizations out there that offer gifting programs, because think about it. If you give to the Salvation Army, if you give to the different charities, what are you doing? You're gifting to them a certain amount of money. Years ago, the March of Dimes used to have programs where they would have neighborhoods where someone on the block would be the leader, and they would take and go door to door, and they would be raising money for an organization. So remember, a lot of these things change over time, so you need to look for all the options that you can that can really help you think and put together some of the things that you need to look at. And what I want to do is kind of go into a specific program that's called Connecting Us All. And Connecting Us All is a group of like-minded individuals who share abundance through coming together and unconditionally giving to others. This process enriches all participants. Our purpose for being is to connect, empower, enrich, awaken, enlighten, and ignite people's personal power through the power of giving unconditionally, the promise and principle found in Luke 6:38. If you give, you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, and running over. Whatever measure you use in giving, large or small, it will be used to measure what is given back to you. New Living Translation. And this particular company also has social networking. And our website allows you to connect to one another with other like-minded groups and our individuals. This component provides an amazing resource for people to connect with others from anywhere around the globe or even just down the street. Everything will be easy to locate and operate. You can earn points that can be redeemed for a wide variety of products and services that can be used for expanding your network and sharing the vision of a you and me world. Now, they also have a program called the Giving Tree. The Giving Tree allows an individual, group, or organization to place any want, need, or desire online for the community to unconditionally gift that item to them. This is the place where for people to make a positive difference in the lives of others. Now, for instance, I've established a nonprofit organization, and I'm trying to raise money for the nonprofit organization. So I went on the Giving Tree. I posted the name of the organization. I told a little bit about the organization and how much money I'm looking to raise. So that is something that you need to look at. Why not get involved with a program that is out there looking for a way to help other people? Because remember, and you hear about this in Christianity all the time, if you give, you will receive. So, and years ago, early in the 20th century, in the late 19th century, people were more willing to help each other. There wasn't so much fear about helping each other. And the giving, another part is the giving pool. If you choose to participate in the giving pool, you will be among believers who choose to bless lives of others through an unconditional gift. We believe that together, through unconditional giving, we are helping to eliminate scarcity in the world. We see you and me world, where everyone is given an equal opportunity to share and distribute resources, ideas, and beliefs without fear. Our belief, we believe in connecting like-minded individuals with the intention to empower all and every aspect of a you and me world. We believe that by giving freely of ourselves and our resources, we open the flow of abundance into our lives. We believe that by embracing relationships through social networking, we have the opportunity to generate worldwide connections and friendships, in turn creating a synergy of people changing the world one gift at a time. We believe the earth of abundance, that there is more than enough for everything to satisfy everyone, that none should ever want. We believe that our intent affects our reward, that we intend to give, we all receive. But if we intend only to receive and give for that purpose, we will be left wanting. We believe that every individual's faith, religion, or belief system has wisdom to contribute to everyone. We believe that by sharing these beliefs, we can change the world for the better and create a world that works for everyone. Our vision, our nonprofit organization has active members in 197 countries. Our Giving Tree is a worldwide relief center. We help those who are in need. Our community believes in abundance. Giving brings joy in circles of giving and receiving abundance. Our organization invites you to receive all the benefits of our like-minded members, to take some time to read about abundance and change your life. Now, this is a great way for someone to think of ways that they can really make some extra money for themselves and also help someone else. And we need to learn to think about giving. And the problem is you have some people who are really takers. And guess what? They want to get involved with the program because they want to receive the money. But guess what? They're not true givers. If they're not true givers, then they're not going to be, whatever they do, they're not giving with an open heart. They're not giving in such a way that would help people really get into being in the giving mode. They don't understand what it takes to help someone believe in themselves and to grow. And even if you can't give in money, there's so many ways that you can give. It's just a matter of learning and thinking of some of these things. And let me tell you what the process is if you're interested in getting into this program. Step one, first you have to sign up. And you, what it is you will have someone who's in the program that will become your inviter and send you an invitation. And what that invitation will say is that then the inviter will send you a link. And you go into that link and then you click Get Started. Then you review the information on our system and click Here to Get Started. Fill out an important profile page correctly and completely. Important, if you plan on participating in the giving pool, make sure both to check both boxes that are checked. Check I agree to the terms of the service and also to create a profile. On this page, the header will be orange and you need to log in before going any further. Check your email and verify your email address. If you do not see the email, check your spam folder. And that's very important because lots of times things go into your spam folder. Now, when you complete your profile and preferences, you log into the website, you sign up using your email and password. You check on Edit Profile under the About Me section. You review and check for accuracy of the following data: your personal information, your address information, your contact information, your gift options, privacy options, recommended settings. Check all these boxes to enable advanced invitee placement. Then you check update your profile. Then on your edit profile and under the About Me section, click the change picture and update your online photo. Click on choose file. Click on update picture. Click on my profile at the top of the page. Check on the edit profile under the About Me section. Click on and set self-replicated website. Enter the name you use for your self-replicated website. Check set self-replicated name. Okay. Then you check, click on edit profile under the About Me section. Go to the gift options section and click sign up for an alert pay account. After you complete your account set up on alert pay, come back and enter your email address you use to sign up for your alert pay account. Click the update button. Additional info. AlertPay is the rising leader in secure online payment solutions that was founded to facilitate safe instant payments between individuals and online businesses worldwide. The personal starter account is a great introduction to AlertPay. We use the highest grade security and guarantee the safety of your personal information. Add your friends or find friends near you. Click on my profile at the top of the page. Click Add Friends under the Friends or About Me. Add friends by name, email, or find friends near me. Click Search. Click View Profile and Add Friend. When adding friends, clarify the relationship to me and relationship to title. Optional setup, joining the giving pool. Click on my profile at the top of the page. View giving pool area. This box provides all notifications you will need for the giving pool. Click on Join a Cycle. Ready the information and click Yes or No. Review the information and provide full legal signature and click Step 2. Would you like to implement and utilize the recommended GEO Gift Engine Optimizer? Important, we strongly recommend selecting Yes. Click Step 3. In order to fully utilize all the advanced features of the website, including the GEO section, follow the recommended GEO. Anyway, the purpose of this is to teach you how to use the website and make it work for you, and also to generate an opportunity for you to learn how to be willing to use the website properly. Now, most private gifting programs do not want you to advertise in other places because they feel they want it to be closed to just you and your friends. But that does. But this particular group does not mind that you're willing to set up on Craigslist or to use pay-per-click marketing, because what they realize is we're a nonprofit organization and we're only supported by the number of members that we have. So what you need to do is think of some of the things that you want to do that could really help get you into that place that you want to be, and how you can take and use all of your knowledge and your benefits to earn extra money and income. And people forget that using things like gifting programs helps you to build an income. And you don't have to start out with a large amount of money, because some of them start out. Now, there have been some in the past years that they wanted you to send through FedEx. And a lot of this is done through cash. But that's why some of them are using PayPal and AlertPay, because what that's doing is allowing you to do it online, but you're able to do it in a way that you're utilizing a process of payment so that you can guarantee that it won't get lost in the mail, because you just don't know what can happen when it is in the mail. And that's why even other companies, what they're doing and saying is, well, you know, we have these plans available, but guess what? You need to look at all of the options, because if you're going to send large amounts of money in cash, you need to either do it through FedEx, where it's a tracking number. And here are some things that you may want to think about, because some scripts for these programs that will teach you on how to invite someone to a program is very interesting, because remember, what you want to do is say to someone, hello, my name is Davida. I am a member of Connecting Us All International. We are a global nonprofit organization operating in 197 countries. The reason for my call today is to show you how this global giving network can benefit people in life who may need support during the difficult economic times. may I have a few minutes of your time? And when they say yes, then what your answer is, have you heard of Connecting Us All, the Global Giving Network? Well, this organization was designed out of necessity to structure a support system and allow people to help people no matter a person's age, religion, gender, or economic position. I am sure you've heard of all the situations with people losing their homes, jobs, savings, and all the situations of violence here and around the world. Have you or anyone you know been affected by these situations? Well, Connecting Us All is a global community of like-minded individuals who believe it's time to support each other instead of counting on the government and corporations to solve these global issues. The intention of this community is to abolish poverty and to make sure every man, woman, and child globally has their basic needs like food, clothing, housing, health, and wellness, in addition to creating abundance in their lives so they can help continue the movement throughout the world. Can you see why I have aligned myself with this community? And the site has three core areas I would like to tell you about. It's a free worldwide social media site that connects the entire world under one global site called www.connectingusall.org. This is a great way of connecting people, identifying people in need, and building a social network of like-minded people. The Giving Tree is our worldwide relief center where everyone can post any want, need, dream, prayer, request if they have items they would like to give away. And I'm not going to get into this any further, but this is just an idea about how this particular program works and how it can help you to see some of the things that you can do that can really put you into another level or giving you an option of some things that you can do that can help you to have your own, to have the source of income that you need. And also, one of the things that people don't always think about is this. When you have a program that you want to market, and most problems is that a lot of companies are private, and they don't want you to use the social networks. They don't want you to use Craigslist. They don't want you to advertise because it's not a guaranteed income. But if you are willing to help someone, then someone else is going to gift you. But it's easy for you to look for ways. Now, you can go into Craigslist, and you go into Craigslist and set up an advertisement. Then you become a part of it, and you set up your username and your email address so you can log in. And then what you want to do is select the category to post it. It could be community, general, community events, personals, etc. Click the post link in the top right corner of your screen. Choose the category you want to post in. Enter the title and the location and the posting description. What is the anonymous email address option? Well, this option will show the person who sees the advertisement a random email address. When they send a message, it will automatically send it to your personal email address. But the link will only work as long as you keep the ad up. This option can help to reduce spam that is sent to your email address. Click continue at the bottom. Click any errors. Now choose the city that you want to post in, because you can post in any city on Craigslist wherever they have a listing. And you want to think about some of the titles you may want to do is, finally, an organization actually makes a global difference, connect with friends and meet new people from around the world. This is great. I want to share it. I love this new website. Check it out. Great new place to connect with friends. Meet new people from over 195 countries. And it says, then you want to use this text. I am a member of the Global Giving Network. This global community of unconditional givers is helping people in over 195 countries and has over 500,000 members. I enjoy the opportunity of helping people worldwide while sharing abundance among people in our own community. By imparting abundance, my life is blessed. Through connecting us all, families are being fed, clothed, and taken care of in ways impossible to imagine. Communities have been strengthened by the generous gifts of our members. A small village in Africa, which once consisted of only a few small huts, has now been transformed into a thriving community of many. As children, we all had the dream of being the one who changes the world. Are you ready to experience the reality of that dream in your life? I found this website that allows you to meet people from all over the world. What I really like about it is that not only is it about meeting new people, they really focus on helping out people in need around the world. They have a place called the Giving Tree where any member can post if they are in need of something. Bills are behind, don't have enough money for food or anything else really. And the company and members respond to help people out. I want to get the word out to everyone around this site because I think we can really make a difference. So as you can see, this particular company is talking about how you can promote it and invite people. And let me tell you how their program works. You will have different cycles you go through. And the first cycle you will go through where you gift your inviter $20. Then you will have four people gift you $20. So you just made $60. But then you're going to take, you instead of cycling up, what they do is they do, you recycle one more time with the $20. And then you have four more people give you $20. Well, guess what? That gives you another $80. And so you just made another extra $60. But then from that money, you're going to take $50, and you're going to, so if you figure out of $50, you're taking out of $80, you're taking $50. And you're going to go into the next range, and then you're going to have four people give you $50. Well, then, guess what? You just made $150. So, as you see, when you look at these things, guess the amount of the potential of what you can be making, and you have money coming in that can really help you pay your bills. And what you, the thing is, once you've cycled once in the first step, you become a certified field trainer. And then your third gift is, when you cycle up, is to go to $50. Okay, then your following cycle, you go to $100, where you're gifting someone $100, and then you have four people gifting you gifting you $100, so you just made $300 for yourself. The next cycle, you're gifting $250. So when you have four people, you have just made yourself $1,000. So then you harvest $750 out of it. Now, when you get into what they call the promised land, then you start out at 50, you go to 100, you go to 250, you go to 500, and then you go to 1,000. And all you really have to do is invite two people into the program. And that brings you in alignment with what you want to be doing to help you make extra money. Now, there's also another program that I'm involved with that's called 14 Eagles. And there starts out where you cycle that all you really have to invest is $6. And you are sending three people $2 each. But guess what? What they're saying is you can get 14 people who give you $2, which is a total of $28. So out of that $28, you take $21 because you're going to send three people $7, and that's a total of $21. But then you will have 14 people gift you $7, which comes out to $98. So then from that $98, you take $30 and you gift three people $30, and you get 14 people gifting you $30, which is a total of $420. Okay, out of that $420, you take $300 and you keep $120. Excuse me. Okay. And what you want to do is you want to send $100 to three people, which is a total of $300, and then you have 14 people gifting you $100, which comes out to $1,400. Okay, then you're going to take $600 out of there, and you keep $800, and you gift three people $200, which is a total of $600. And then you will have 14 people gifting you $200, which comes out to $2,800. And out of that, you take $750 to gift, because you will gift three people $250, and you will get 14 people gifting you back $250. So that your total profit out of that is $2,750. Now, if you do this on a weekly basis, and the top, once you reach the level six, which is the 200, then you keep repeating that week after week. Well, guess what? You've now put yourself into a position of having $2,750 coming in every week. And guess what? That pays your bills. That gets you ahead. That gets you to do the things that you really want to do. So you really want to look for options that are available to you where you can think of ways and that you can, because think about it. Don't you have a charitable organization that you want to support and help get ahead that could use some of this money? Don't you have housing today with the cost of living the way it is that you could, you know, clothing, schooling? There's so many things that you can do, and it's an option of ways that you can think about raising money that can not only help you, but that you can use to help other people along the way. Because we are so many times now in a situation where people are looking for options. They're looking for alternative ways to generate an income. If you need money to start a business, the banks are not giving business loans today. The Small Business Administration, it's hard to get their microloans because a lot of the industry, especially the financial industry, is in a world of pain, especially due to the mortgage market and how that affected the money that's floating around. Because when people started losing their jobs, or when the housing market went bust, guess what? They defaulted on their loans, so they can't afford to. And then you've got a glut of fit places. The people that are looking for options to get extra money, and there's just not enough money to go around. But if we understand how to give to each other and help each other, and we start off with minimal amounts of money, and then let it increase, then you can get to where you have a steady income coming in. The thing is, it is an alternative that you can look at today as an option that can really help you to raise the money and have the ability to think of options that can really benefit you today. So think about some of the things that you can do and other than options. Think about gifting programs, because those things will really help put you in another plane and really help you get to understand that level of what it is that you want to do and how you can change and think of some of the options that you can do today. And there's just so many ways that we can change how we think, how we plan, how we do things, but you have to be willing to understand, and you have to be a giving person. You can't be someone who's going to say, well, I'm out here for one reason and one reason only, for myself. Because if you're selfish and you're self-centered, guess what's going to happen? There's not going to be those things that you need to think about that can really help you and put you into where it is that you expect to be in the future, or help you get to yourself. Because remember, when you help other people, when you think about helping other people, in the long run, guess what it's going to do? It's going to turn around and help you too. So think about some of the things that you can do that can really help you plan for and help you get to where you want to be, and how you can look at all the options available to you that can get you where you really need to be, and how you can plan for the future. And think about some of the things that you can do that can really help get you into being in the next level of where it is that you expect to be, and how you can plan for and think up some of the things. Now, let me tell you that 14 Eagles is also, whereas Connecting Us All has a website, 14 Eagles also has a website, and it helps you to keep yourself aware of how you can get in. And what you do is you have to set up your username and your password, and that's how you get into your back office and think and look at some of the things that it can really help you with. Because when you're on there, whenever you have gifted someone and they confirm you, then you can move up to the next level until you get to the top, and that's level 6. And let me tell you a little bit about how this particular program works. All gifts must be in cash. This particular program is only open to people who live in the United States. All gifts must be cash, U.S. currency, no money orders, checks, etc. Check your Eagle's Nest to see the names of the 3 people you are sending your gifts to. Contact the people you are sending gifts to and make sure you have the address is correct. Some people have different addresses for when you're sending via the post office, via sending by, say, FedEx. Someone may be out of town for a week or two and would like their gift sent to where they are. In the Eagle's Nest, you send a gifting statement and non-solicitation form and fill those out for each gift you send. Gifts should be enclosed in colored or shiny paper or a magazine page. This prevents scanners from seeing that it is cash, and people can from being tempted to pocket the envelope when they know that there is cash in it. Next, the cash should be wrapped in paper and then placed in a number 10 security envelope or larger envelope, and place a note or card or greeting card. When sending via courier, UPS, etc., please have the gift wrapped as above in A or B and place this into the envelope. Your first few levels of gifts can be sent via postal service. Do not use the delivery confirmation form. This will slow down your delivery, and you need the gift to arrive as quickly as possible. Beginning with step 4, gifts of $100, you must send these using tracking numbers, UPS, FedEx, DHL, etc. Now, you can still use the postal service, but you need to do it in a priority mail with a tracking number. Do not indicate there is cash in the envelope, again, for your safety. We recommend you select 3-day delivery or faster instead of ground. Do not send it signature required unless the person you are gifting says that it is okay. Many people are not at home during the day to give a signature. Your gift should be sent out no later than 24 hours after you receive the names of 3 people you will be gifting each level. As you begin to receive gifts, immediately check out off the next and the person's name that you have received the gift. It is imperative that this be done because this is how they get up to the next level. And you want to look at different things that you do. And here are some of the guidelines. Sharing the 14 Eagle community is by personal one-to-one private invitation only. Privacy is paramount. You cannot use purchased lead lists, etc. This is all about people you know and care about. No commercial advertising is allowed. This includes emailing people you do not know and Craigslist, phone broadcasting, etc. Don't send an email to people you know, longer talk to, or have a relationship with. Call these people. There is no organized gathering of any kind because, remember, you have a lot of network marketing and a lot of programs that are promoting, bringing in people, and helping them start their own business. Now, if you have a business and you're looking to plan a business, this is a great way to get yourself into a position of having extra money because you cannot, working through banks is not how you're going to get your money today. You have to think about alternative methods of earning money. So gifting programs are a great way to look at building some financial security for yourself. Now, you have people that have been using gifting for many, many years. And they have been very successful with it. So think of some of the things that you can do that could turn around and put you into that level of where it is that you want to be and how you can get and also be in a giving mode. So think about some of the things that you can do that can really help you. And let me tell you some of the changes that have been going on. 14 Eagles News and Up. Now, they have a conference call. If you're interested in listening to their conference call and get an idea about how this program works and how you can benefit from it and how it has helped other people, here is a phone number. Now, they do their call on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that phone number is 712-432-0075, and the PIN number is 840-478, and you have to hit pound. They will tell you the instructions on the call when you call in. Now, if you do not have an opportunity to listen to them, you can always call in and get the last call. And the latest call-in conference call you can listen to by dialing 712-432-1085 and the same PIN number, 840-478. Now, they also have a new e-form system in place so that you don't have to print out and mail the gifting forms. So all you have to do then is just wrap up the money, send it out, And then you email the form to the person that you're gifting to, and you let them know. And what's been happening is some people will turn around, and they will confirm you even before they get your money. So that allows you to go up the level, up to the next level up, and you can go as fast or as slow as you can financially afford to. But once you start receiving the gifts, what they want you to do until you get up to the top level is you can do it every 2 or 3 days, you can do it once a week, you can do it as often as you want or as slow as you want. The idea is that the purpose of these programs is to help individuals who are in need to find an alternative method of getting extra income, because unemployment doesn't always pay the bills. Depending on the job you have and what your salary was at the time you lost the job determines what you are receiving in unemployment. And unemployment usually runs about 36 weeks or 6 months. Now, during the height of the down economy, the Congress had extended unemployment, and I knew someone that was received unemployment for as long as 2 years, because he actually lost his job before the economy went on a turndown. And it just so happened that he had enough time in there to have done that. But guess what? There's other things that you have to consider also. And here are some things. Now, in connecting with us, they use AlertPay as a way to gift it, so you don't have to worry about cash payouts. 14 Eagles says cash payouts. But they are also going to be providing a debit card. And once you get up to the higher levels, what they're suggesting is to use the debit card to transfer funds, and it makes it go that much faster, but it's also a way of making sure that no one steals your money. So what we are talking about today is just giving you an idea of some of the alternatives that you can think about that can help you with planning for and being creative in having an income during a down economy. And the thing is, while you're using that, why not look at options? And remember, today, with technology, more and more people are working from home. And it does take time to build up an income. I happened to go to a program where someone had set up an internet business working from home, marketing credit cards. Because he had gone on the internet, he had researched it, and he had found out that what people were getting on the internet and buying and applying for was credit cards. Because every time someone who applied for a credit card got approved, he could have set it up as an affiliate program where people came in, helped him utilize his system, and helped him market the product and earn commissions from him off of the sale of the credit card. Well, what he decided to do was to take, because he had built it up to $1 million business, and he had built it up to $1 million business by doing one thing and one thing only. He had researched what were the key words that people keyed into Google to find websites to go to where they could apply for credit cards. And so he built it up to $30,000. Then he tweaked and tweaked his sales letter so it said exactly what he wanted it to say to get people to come to his website. Then he also used pay-per-click, so that whenever people keyed in those keywords, and they came to his website, then he paid something on that for each click. Now, remember, you can bid any amount of money for pay per click to be at the top of the ladder or the top of the list on the first page. Guess what? For everyone that comes to that website through pay-per-click, out of 100, only one person buys. So if you bid more than a dollar, you just lost money. So you really want to bid no more than 50 cents because no pay-per-click is worth more than a dollar. So look at all of the alternatives. Think of things that you can do. And remember, you don't have to be doing credit cards. What you need to do is look at what it is that you have a passion for and how you can turn that passion into a business. And whenever you turn that passion into a business, guess what? You can be earning money doing something that you love to do. And then when you're doing something you love to do, then guess what? You don't mind getting up in the morning. You don't mind going into the office because you're doing something that you really, really love to do. And I have been listening in on a number of calls for a program called Dream Camp, Dream University, or Dream Camp U, which is a program put on by Dream University. And it's a program that what they want to do is they want to help you find out what it is that you deep down that you do that we've been talking about, the things that you really love to do, how you can find that passion within you. Because when you're doing something you really love to do, then you get up in the morning, you're excited, you're looking to get there, you're really looking for things that you can do and think about. And here's something that you need to think about also that you can really help you is how you can take control of your life, how you can manifest your dreams, how you can overcome adversity, how you can be lucky and happy. Because remembering, you can do what you want to do or you can do what you were meant to do. And it's like we don't always know when we're children what it is that we're meant to do. And sometimes unless we find out what our passion is when we enter the job market, guess what? Then on your dying bed, you may find out that you've done something and made a difference in the world and ended up doing something, but it took you that was your passion. But guess what? You may not find out to the end of the road. So think about how you can take control of your life and make the right choices for yourself. Because when you make the right choices, because remember, what happens is you'll have a dream or you'll see yourself and children. And it may not be the exact job that you may not have, but if you look at the skill sets that you were doing in one job and how you can translate those into another job, then you've just put yourself in a position where you're doing something that you really love to do. And you've got to remember, you may have a personality where you're very reserved and you don't like to be around people. So there's jobs where you can do and you can work for someone where you're doing their technical work, the work that they don't like to do. Because if someone's a people person but they have work that's very tedious and means sitting down and writing out or they're not going to get it done because they don't like doing that. So if we pair up and look for people who have weaknesses in areas where we have strengths and they have weaknesses in areas where it's our strength, then guess what? We can work together and we can help each other to be successful. So these are some of the things that you need to consider when you're looking for a job. is you want something where you're going to turn around and make a career for yourself. So there's things that we all can consider to do, and there's things that we need to consider to do, and how can we put all of these things together and make them all work for us? How can we put ourselves in that avenue of where we want to be and how we can make a difference? So what is it that you really love to do, and how can you do that in a way that's going to benefit you? So what are some of the things that you can do? How can you look at these things? How can you plan things for ways that's going to benefit you and really help you and put you in that place that you really want to be, and how you can generate that income for yourself and really help yourself and really plan for all of the things that you want, where you expect to be in the future? So let's look at and plan for where we can place ourselves. And remember, some of the things that I want to talk about is that you can, that what you, if you need money to build a business, there's options available to you, but it's not going to be the options that you were thinking about. So let's look at and plan for some of the things that can really put you where you expect to be and put you into a business that's going to really help get you into that avenue that you're looking for. And how can you think of some of the things that can really benefit you in the future, and plan for the things that can really help you to get yourself into where it is that you really expect to be and really want to be. And remember, in today's marketplace, it's all about your careers. It's all about how you can find your passion. And also remember, today, you have people who already have a business in place, but they're working from home, and they need people to help them market their products. So what can you do that's going to really benefit you and put you into an area that's going to get them what they want and also help you get what you want? So think about all of these things. Think about the things that you can do that can benefit you, that can help you get yourself into a place that's going to really build and expand on your needs and your expectations in the workplace. And think about some of the things that you can do that can really help you plan for your business, and plan for some of the things that you can do that can really help you to expand on that business and help you build a successful business today. So remember, what is it that you really want to do? What is it that you can expect to do, and how can someone help you put yourself into the next level and place of business? And how can you think of some of the things that can really help put you into the next level of having you expand on and plan for what's going to help you get yourself into a business where you're really helping someone else? And let's get into, and remember, next week, I would like to invite you to come back next week. And we're going to get into some other aspects of some areas that can help you in your business. And remember, if you are looking for coaching, you can go to my website. And that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can take group coaching or